This is the Dating and Relationship Show with Laura Bellotta from singleinthecity.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Good evening, and thank you for joining me for another episode of the Dating and Relationship Show. I'm your host, Laura Bellotta, dating and relationship expert and founder of Single in the City. The holiday season is here, and I know that this can be quite a tricky time of the year to navigate. Whether you're single or in a relationship, there are so many things to consider, and I hope to make things a little bit easier for you with today's show. If you're single and ready for some mingling, I'll share the do's and don'ts of dating during the holiday season that you don't want to miss. And later on in the show, I'll be joined by my assistant and local influencer, Dee Thompson, for some conversations on how to master gift giving and holiday date ideas that are sure to put you in the festive mood. So let's jump right into something that I know my single listeners are going to want to take some notes on: the do's and don'ts of dating during the holidays. All right, here we go. So for a lot of people, holidays are the best time of the year, and including myself. I love the holidays because I get some time for myself. I'm really busy throughout the year. But with all of the rush and the excitement, dating can be quite tricky, and it may affect your love life. Dating during the holidays can be super fun, but it also brings some challenges and stress. If you're single and feeling a little bit lonely during the holidays, you might be wondering how to handle dating. And if you're in a new relationship, you might be unsure about what to do. Questions like, how fast should I go in this new relationship, especially with gifts and holiday plans? And, you know, how do I manage my time during the holidays? You know, these type of things may be at the top of your mind while you're getting ready for the festivities that are coming. Well, here are some things that you should and shouldn't do to help you figure out dating during the holidays. Okay, you want to think about your dating goals. In a friendly way, think about how your dating and relationships went this year. The new year is a fresh start where you can leave the past behind and plan for the future. So look for things that you learned and changes that you can make. And while you're looking back and planning ahead, try not to be too hard on yourself. You know, if you're still single and comparing yourself to other people, that's not going to make you feel any better. Instead, think about how you can be a more confident dater and break any habits that aren't good for you. Think about what you want from dating and relationships, and try to be open to trying new ways to meet other people. If you haven't tried online dating, you know, maybe give it a shot. If you haven't tried a matchmaker and you've always thought about, you know, joining a matchmaking service, maybe give that a shot. And if you've been online for a while with absolutely no luck, update your profile and try different apps and websites. Also, check out community activities like social sports, speed dating events. I host speed dating events. They are very well run and they are successful at introductions. Or try networking opportunities where you can meet people with similar interests. All right, next we want to really take it easy on ourselves about finding a partner before the new year, because sometimes we put all this pressure on ourselves and that's not what you want to do. If you're not happy with your dating life, it's absolutely normal to want to find someone to spend the holidays with. And as the year ends, the rush to have someone by your side might get even stronger. The idea of sharing a New Year's kiss can be very motivating, okay? But you don't want to push yourself too hard to have a partner by the end of the year, because trying to find somebody quickly can lead to picking the wrong person. And then what happens is you may ignore the signs that show that they're really not a good match for you. And you might lower your standards, choosing someone who doesn't really fit your personality and lifestyle. Setting a deadline for finding a date can make dating even more stressful. You know, we don't put that deadline on yourself, especially during the holiday season. Feeling pressured can also make you a little bit more anxious about dating and can really make you feel bad about yourself, you know, especially if things don't work out as you hoped. So So it's really important here, guys, to approach dating with realistic expectations. Instead of stressing about finding someone by a certain time, focus on being open and trusting that things are going to happen when they're supposed to. Enjoy the holiday season, no matter how your dating life is going. All right, next. If, let's say, you know, you do meet someone and you're fresh into that relationship, take your time in that new relationship. Deciding when to introduce your date or new partner to your friends and family is a big deal. It's a big choice. And during the holidays, there might be this pressure to include your new partner in family or social plans, but it's not always a really good idea to do it too soon. Because adding other people to the mix when you're still, you know, in that stage where you're trying to get to know each other can be very stressful for the two of you. It's really important to have a strong foundation before you bring other people in. Also, if you include your new partner in family events, it might signal that you're ready to be serious and exclusive. So if you're not really, you know, sure about how you feel or what you want yet, it's better to just wait. Don't let the holidays cause you to rush. Let your relationship progress naturally, knowing that there will be opportunities for introductions once the relationship is more secure and the timing is right. All right, next we're going to get into the holiday parties, the fun part. So if you're single during the holidays, you might start feeling lonely, especially if you're spending a lot of time alone at home. And it's normal to not feel very social when you're feeling down. But there are good reasons to say yes to holiday party invites and stay busy with family, friends, and events. The way you need to look at it is that every party is a chance to meet new people, okay? Remember that. Every party is a chance to meet new people. When you go out and you join in, you never know who you're going to meet. Even if you don't find somebody special, being in social situations is a good way to practice connecting with others and then being open as well. Plus, you're probably, you know, you'll feel better because you're not spending time by yourself. And so you want to, you know, put on something nice. You want to hang out with family and friends, your coworkers, and enjoy the family or the holiday fun, guys, because your sofa, okay, I promise you, it's still going to be there when you come back and when you're ready to relax. Now, also, if you have the opportunity to bring somebody to your holiday party, then take some extra time to decide who you want to bring. And if you're not sure yet, that's totally cool. It's more fun to go alone than to spend an evening with someone that you hardly know. That can get kind of awkward. And if you're not sure about inviting someone to a party, ask yourself these questions. Have I been on dates with this person before? Do my close family and friends know about them? And if they do, is this somebody that I want to ask or I want them to ask me about later on? And can I see us being exclusive in the future? If you say yes to these, then please, by all means, go ahead and invite them. Which leads me to the next point. If you're going out to these parties, do watch how much you drink. During the holidays, it's really easy to have a little bit too much to drink, more than usual, usually. But drinking can cause a lot of issues when you're dating. Because getting too tipsy or drunk, you know, it might seem fun at the time, but it often doesn't end well. Your date may end up babysitting you. You don't want that, okay? And then the next morning, you're going to wake up. You're going to be all embarrassed, like, what happened? Why did I do that? And then being drunk can also make you make bad decisions because you're not thinking clearly, leading to situations that you might regret again later. So you don't have to stop drinking entirely. Just be very mindful about how much you're drinking. Set your limits, never drink and drive, and make sure you eat regularly. And guys, we are going to take a break, but we're going to come right back and continue the do's and don'ts of dating during the holidays.
longer listening to the Dating and Relationship Show with Laura Bellotta from singleinthecity.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to the Dating and Relationship Show on AM 640. It's Sunday night. I'm your host, Laura Bellotta, getting back to some tips on the do's and don'ts for dating during the holiday season that you need to know. Okay, let's continue. Don't skip dates because it's a busy time of year, guys. You should be going out there only if you want to. If you don't feel like dating, then don't do it. If you're burnt out when it comes to dating, then don't date. And during this time, don't forget to take care of yourself. Even if things get really busy during the holidays, you know, we tend to do that sometimes. Don't do that. If your calendar is getting full with plans and travel, it might be a bit harder to find time for dates. But if dating is something that you care about, then you do have to give it your attention. And even though scheduling might be a little bit trickier, if you ignore dating for the whole entire holiday season, you might end up feeling like you missed out. So try to keep a balance between taking care of yourself, dating, spending time with family and friends, relaxing, and getting some exercise. Don't forget that part. And try to find ways to handle stress, holiday stress, and stay as balanced as you can. And if you are currently dating somebody, think about their time as well. Christmas is a very busy time for all of us. People are buying groceries, they're making dishes for parties, they're getting gifts, they're wrapping the gifts, they're going to work parties, and they're just going out in general. Plus, you're spending a lot of time again with family and friends. So when you're dating during the holidays, it's good to understand the person. If they seem stressed or, you know, take a little bit more time to answer your texts, it's likely not about you. And the best thing to do is just to try to give people space and think about all the other stuff that they may be doing. Okay. So it's not always about us. It could just be that they're busy. Now, remember to have your own time. This is also very, very important because holiday schedules get really full. And when you're dating during the holidays, your list of things gets even longer. And that means more party outfits, staying up late, all that sort of stuff. So to avoid getting too tired, you know, you want to try to plan some nights just for yourself. If you're not in the mood for something, it's totally fine to say, I'm sorry, you know, I just can't make it tonight. I've got other plans, or I don't feel like it. So never be sorry for saying no. A no is a no, and people should respect that. You don't have to go to every holiday party, and you don't need a date for every holiday party either. It's okay to go by yourself or to just skip some altogether. Guys, try not to let the season take over. In every Christmas romantic movie, the story is kind of similar, right? A guy meets a girl, they do holiday stuff while snow falls, they say, I love you, and everything's perfect. And it looks really easy in the movies. But real life isn't like a Hallmark movie. Actual relationships need more than just enjoying ice skating and hot cocoa together. Try to go at the same speed as you would in any other part of the year. You don't have to do something just because there's mistletoe above your head. You get the point? And don't read too much into it. If they ask or if they don't ask you to the office party, all right? All offices are different, and some it may be expected that everybody brings a guest, and others may not allow guests at all. So don't worry if you don't get asked to go to the party. Chances are the decision has nothing to do with you. Now, if you are invited, try to be a good guest and don't be too reliant on them to entertain you, and don't drink too much, whatever you do. I'll probably mention that again. And don't just date at this time of year because it's easy. Yes, it's nice to have someone to hang out with during cuffing season, during the holiday season, but let's get real, guys. Are you dating them because you genuinely want to spend time together, or is it because you want someone around for the holidays? Cosmopolitan made up the word snow globing, which means the person you're dating is using the holiday season to make you think that you're more serious than you really are. The point is, if you wouldn't make time for them in June, then try not to pretend in December. And guys, be careful with gifts, because figuring out what gifts to give during the holidays in a new relationship can be quite tricky. You might worry about giving too much or too little and not meeting expectations. And what we're going to do is we're actually going to get into gift giving in the next segment. Now, the holidays mean that a lot of people are ramping up their dating lives, and you might find yourself using dating apps more. However, this intense dating can lead to burnout, and feeling lonely during the holidays can make you look for temporary happiness and contentness. And the pressure to be coupled up during the festive season can make you feel bad about being single. Now, if loneliness hits hard, taking a break from dating to work on self-esteem is okay, and do things in moderation. Don't overfill your calendar with dates, but try to remain open to possibilities, because you never know. You might just meet someone special or simply enjoy a festive drink with someone. Now, whether you're single or in a relationship, don't let the excitement and fast-paced nature of the holidays disturb your dating life. Instead, do your best to implement healthy do's and don'ts to keep your love life on track. Embrace the holiday spirit and stay aligned with your relationship goals. It's time for us to take a quick break. And then when we come back, more tips for one of the most nerve-wracking parts of the holidays, and that's gift giving. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Dating and Relationship Show with Laura Bellotta from singleinthecity.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
We are back on the Dating and Relationship Show on AM 640 Toronto. I'm Laura Bellotta. And joining me is Dee Thompson to chat about the ins and outs of gift giving when you're in a relationship. Now, before the break, we talked about the do's and don'ts, well, I did anyways, of dating during the holidays. Now we're going to turn our conversation over to gift giving. So I just want to introduce the lovely Dee Thompson. She is a social media influencer and assistant to moi. Now, she is the perfect girl for this conversation because she knows a lot about gift giving. She hosts this, is it a 30-day Christmas gift giving?
12 days. I do 12 days.
Oh, so 12 days. And she gives out these amazing gifts, and you guys can follow her. You want to tell them what your account is?
Yeah, I am at @D on Instagram and TikTok. And yeah, I'm going to be kicking off 12 days of holiday cheer on Friday. Or not and Friday.
I'm thinking I'm going to try to win this year.
Yeah, you know what? Get in on it.
I never wanted to put that pressure on you.
There's lots of good stuff coming up, so you're probably going to want to join in.
I love it. All right. Let's give people some tips for gift giving for the holidays, because this can be really nerve-wracking. And I've had a hard time sometimes wrapping my head around it. I still do. And I've been in a relationship for over 2 years. I'm thinking, what do I get him now? You know? So what do you think? Let's start off with some tips from Dee.
Yeah. So I think one of the most important things to keep in mind, and this will help so much because gift giving is such a nerve-wracking thing. You know, it doesn't even matter what stage of a relationship you're in. At the beginning, it's obviously a little bit harder because you're still getting to know each other. You want to make a good impression. You want to look good. So there's a little bit more pressure there. But even in a long-term relationship, like, it is still difficult. So I think the number one thing for me is that you really want to focus on the person who you're giving the gift to. So whether it's your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your wife, your husband, your fiance, whatever it is, you want your gift to be something that they are going to love. And this is a really great opportunity to show that you're paying attention to them, that you're listening to them, that you really care about them, and you know what they like, right?
You know what, Dee? One thing, and I'll let you get back to that. I hope
I
didn't wreck your train of thought, but One thing that drives me crazy is when somebody's rushing around at the last second and you know it. And then they show up with this gift, which is great. The thought was there to buy you something, but I don't think it came from the heart. I want sentimental gifts. I like jewelry, for example, timeless pieces, something that I can have forever, something that I can wear almost on a daily basis. I love those type of gifts. I mean, I'm open to other gifts, but yeah, I just wanted to mention that. So
yeah,
thought into it.
Oh gosh, yeah. Like putting the thought into it is key. And there's actually something that I do throughout the year. I have a note on my phone and I keep track of gift ideas, specifically for my boyfriend, but also for, you know, friends, family members. And it'll be little things so where, you know, cute. If my boyfriend mentions a book he's been wanting to read, or something he saw online that he thought was really cool, or this watch company that stood out to him, I'll make notes about it. And, you know, write these things down throughout the year if something comes up. And that way, when it comes time to find a gift, it is so much easier because you can look back on it and be like, oh, you know what? I know he loved this shoe company. I've got his shoe size. He needs a new pair of boots. And he actually pointed out this style. I'm going to go find this. And that way you like, you know, you really do know that you're getting something that they're going to enjoy and that will speak to them.
Mm-hmm. I love that idea, actually. I write so many things down, but that's one thing that I don't write down. But I think I know my partner pretty good, that I know, you know, what he would like. I just, when in doubt, I buy him clothes. He loves Under Armour. Never enough. You can never have enough Under Armour, that's for sure. So he'd be happy with just that. Now, if you're dating somebody new and you don't really know them, and, you know, I feel like the whole gift talk can stress people out, but I feel like it doesn't need to be hard. If you want to exchange gifts, then maybe you can just let them know beforehand, so it's not a guessing game. Because then what if you buy them gifts and then they don't buy you anything? They're going to feel horrible about it. And you can say something like, hey, I found a gift that I think that you're going to really like. It's not a big thing, but I'm excited to see you open it. What do you think about that?
I completely agree. I do think, especially at the beginning stages of a relationship, it is important to kind of be on the same page. You know, and that way you avoid any mishaps, or, you know, you just started dating. What if you get them a gift and they don't get you something, or vice versa? And that creates an awkward situation. It doesn't have to be a super serious talk. You can do it in a kind of fun way, maybe bring up how you celebrate the holidays, kind of what you want to do together. But I do think you should be on the same page here, because there, if you're not, there can be so much miscommunication. There can be hurt feelings, and that can hurt your relationship.
Yeah, I think it's important to be thoughtful and sincere instead of just spending a lot of money to impress a new person. Even if you mean well, giving too many gifts can be too much for somebody. Okay, so talk about it. Talk about your expectations and how much you expect to spend on each other, for example.
Absolutely. Yeah, and price. Oh my gosh, price is a huge thing too. You know, you don't want to go overboard and make someone feel off or feel awkward or feel uncomfortable about what you're gifting them. And like you just said, it doesn't have to be about money and spending money. It really is about the sentimentality of it. And like we said before, you know, making them know that you care. That's the most important thing. That's what the holidays are about. It's about spending time together and like showing your love for each other, right?
I totally agree. So let's get into some gift ideas. Okay. So go ahead. What are some great gift ideas? Let's just say somebody new.
Yeah.
Somebody new also, and I just want to put this out there because I love baking. So if you're a good cook, or if you bake well, bake them some cookies, or bake them a variety of different cookies. That's one example, but go ahead, Dee.
Oh, I love that idea. And I am also a baker. I think it's so fun to make something sweet. And like, I personally love receiving gifts like that. And just continuing with that, I think handmade gifts have such a special personal touch to them, where it shows that you put this, you know, you put this effort into them. You really want to make something that shows them that you love them. And, you know, you don't have to be the best baker in the world or the biggest crafter, the best DIYer. But if you put a little time into doing that and learn, maybe even learning a little skill along the way, you know, you knit them a scarf, you make a photo album. It's just so much more meaningful, and it really comes from the heart. And that effort says so much more than spending, you know, a couple hundred dollars on something.
Yeah, the handmade gifts can really add a personal touch. And I love that idea. I love it.
Yeah. Another thing that I love is, you know what, giving a gift doesn't have to be something specifically for them. I think there's also something really fun about doing a gift together, where, you know, maybe there's something the two of you have been talking about. Maybe there's a trip that you've wanted to do, or maybe you want to go see the Maple Leafs, but tickets are a little outside your price range normally, or there's a music festival and your favorite band's going to be playing and you both love them. I think there can be something really cool about going in on a gift together to make an experience for both of you that, you know, it's something you are absolutely going to love, and you get to spend that time together creating new memories.
Mm-hmm. I love it. All of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then experience gifts too are always such a great idea. Something that you can enjoy together, you know, take a cooking class together. If they've been interested in a hobby, you know, maybe you can get them started on it. If you want to do a mini getaway, it's all about spending quality time together over the holidays. And this is a great way to do that.
Yeah. Okay. A mini getaway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would suggest that after a week of dating.
No,
you may not come back. I'm not even joking. I think you should get to know somebody first before you go away with them. Although people are meeting internationally, they're mm-hmm. dating long distance, and they're flying over to meet people that they don't know. I would probably book my own hotel in that case. Don't let somebody else control, you know, your trip when you're mm-hmm. going to visit them. Make sure that you're in control all the time.
Very true. That's such a good point. I definitely agree. You know, when you just met someone, maybe this is your first time experiencing that like solid amount of time together, you do also want to make sure that you feel comfortable and you feel safe.
Mm-hmm. Now we've covered gift giving. It's time for us to take a quick break before getting to our final segment. This is going to be a fun one. We have holiday date ideas that you don't want to miss. Stay with us.
Relationship show with Laura Bellotta from singleinthecity.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
You're listening to the Dating and Relationship show on Sunday night. I'm Laura Bellotta. This is AM 640 Toronto, joined by my assistant and social media influencer, Dee Thompson, to share some fun holiday date inspo for some romantic festive fun. Okay, fun holiday dates. Dee, shoot.
Yeah, so I am a Christmas girly through and through.
You sure are. You guys have to check out her social media. What is it again?
A dash of D on Instagram.
So cute. So cute.
I love the holidays. It is just such a fun time of year. There is so much going on, so many things you can do. And of course, that means some great dates. It's a really great opportunity to bond together. And we've got some really great ideas to share that I thought we could maybe start off with some inexpensive dates. I know the holidays can be a little tough financially. This year's been a little tight, but that doesn't mean you can't have some holiday fun on a budget. So do you want to start off with some of those?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's do it.
All right. So some of my favorite dates, at-home dates, are budget-friendly. Great way to have some fun. One of mine is a Christmas movie marathon. You know, we all have our favorite Christmas movies. I am a big fan of Elf. The original Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is at the top of my list. And there's something so fun about having a Christmas movie marathon. You know, you each get to pick one or two of your favorite movies, make some hot chocolate, maybe spike it a little. You can add some fun to it with some like holiday movie bingo, that kind of thing, and just sit down, cozy up, and snuggle up beside the tree, right?
Okay, yeah. Sounds good to me.
Another thing that I have been seeing all over TikTok and Instagram is these DIY painted Christmas mugs. They've got kits at Michael's, at Indigo, that kind of thing. You go in, you pick up these ceramic mugs. They come with the paints, the tools, the paintbrushes you need, and you get to spend a little bit of time painting these together and making something fun.
That is so cute.
Right? I love it. I think it's so fun. I love getting crafty with my guy, and it's just a really fun bonding experience.
Love it.
And then I know you said you love to bake.
I do.
So this is another super fun one you can do together. Bake some holiday treats. You need, you know, gingerbread cookies, shortbread, sugar cookies, and then decorate them. Like, get all the accoutrements you need. Get some fun sprinkles, some sparkles, that kind of thing. These also make great gifts that you can give away to your friends and family after.
Yeah, I would never get my guy to do that. He won't.
No.
He won't do that.
I mean, he does like to hang out in the kitchen with you while you cook. So
we did decorate a Christmas tree together this weekend, though. Well, he decorated it more than I did. I was food prepping and he started decorating it, and then I joined him afterwards. That was fun. I love doing that together.
Oh, that is one of my favorite Christmas traditions. And, you know, every year we like to add in a little ornament that's something special for us. Maybe we picked it up on an adventure we went on. Maybe we got each other personalized ornaments. But you can have little hidden pieces of your relationship in the tree that no one really even knows about, but they mean something special to you. And that's just a little way to add a little more magic to the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about some fun holiday dates in Toronto specifically.
Oh, yes. Okay. Toronto is just a blast over the holiday season. One of the best things, and I love going to these, is Toronto is home to tons of Christmas bars that pop up over December.
They're just pop-up bars?
Yeah, they're pop-up
bars. How
can
they afford that? That's weird.
Well, some of them take over spaces already. So there's the Thirsty Elf at the Fairmont Royal York Hotel.
Okay.
So, you know, they transform the bar into the Thirsty Elf. It is full of decor. They have special Christmas drinks. A lot of them have fun little mugs and cups and that kind of thing that you can check out. There's Miracle Toronto on Bloor West, Giggly Christmas at Project Gigglewater. If you want to add a little bit of like a little bit of a fiesta to it, you can go to Mistletoes and Margaritas at Poppy Chulo's. But these are all so much fun. They do get very, very busy. So if you can make a reservation, I recommend it. If not, try to get there early. They will fill up and they can be hard to get into.
Yes. And what about like this Distillery District? That is a great place to go during the holidays. It's so fun in there. And we also have a walk, a single walk with Single in the City coming up as well. You guys may want to check out the website for that. It's a singles walk in the Distillery District. So what do you want to say about that?
That the Distillery Market, I have been going to for years. It is so much fun. There is so much going on. You've got tons of vendors to check out. You can grab a mulled wine or a spiked hot chocolate and warm up by the fire. There's entertainment. There's tons of stores. One thing I do want to mention is it's a little bit easier to go during the week, a little bit less busy, and it's not ticketed. But if you do go on the weekend, plan ahead and purchase your tickets. Because there are set admission times and set admission rates. So something very important to keep in mind if you don't want to be disappointed when you show up.
Yes. And that date is December the 14th, hosted by Single in the City. It's a Toronto Singles Distillery Christmas Lights walking tour. So that should be a lot of fun. And then also, and then we have another one on the 9th. Which is not in the Distillery District. And I just want to mention one more thing too. We have a Merry Kissmas Toronto Singles After Work Mixer happening again with Single in the City, located at Mr. C inside of Bisha Hotel. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be starting at 7 to 9:30. We have a toy drive. We're trying to invite some firefighters to come and collect the toys, because they're the ones that usually put it on, the toy drive. And then, you know, you even get money back if you bring a toy for the kids. So again, that is, what's the date on that? That is the, it's the 8th. The, yeah, it's a Friday.
Coming
after
up.
Work.
coming up.
Yeah,
coming up. It is going to be so much fun. I wish I was going to be around for it because I think it's going to be a blast and like such a great way to meet.
I'll be there. I'll be there. So if you guys want to meet me, that's where I'm going to be.
Yeah. Come hang out with Laura.
What else you got going on? What are some other things?
Winterfest is on at Canada's Wonderland. So Canada's Wonderland transforms into a magical holiday village. There are live shows. There's holiday entertainment. You can go ice skating at Wonderland. Have you ever gone skating at Wonderland?
I've been to Wonderland for the Halloween haunt, which wasn't very scary, but I haven't been there during the winter.
Yeah, so it's super fun. And the trees are going to be lit up. Really, really cool spot to go. And if you've got kids too, bring them along. You know, if maybe you or your partner have children, bring them along. It'll be a fun time for the whole family too.
Okay. What else we got going on?
Another thing, super fun Christmas at the castle at Castle Loma.
I was there. Now their Halloween was better than Canada's Wonderland. I was there. Yes, but never for Christmas again. I gotta try that out.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, a beautiful winter wonderland. You know, Castle Loma is already pretty magical any time of the year, but at Christmas it is just something so special. And of course it's entertainment. There are different activities you can take part in, and it's just a great chance to explore this beautiful castle in a whole different way.
Amazing.
Okay, so one other thing that I think is super fun, you know, we've all got Christmas shopping to get done, whether you're buying gifts, maybe you're looking for some special decor, some ornaments for your tree. I think it is such an important time, more now than ever, to shop local and support local vendors, local businesses, right? So there are so many markets in and around the city, in all different areas of the city, that you can stop by to check out. A big one is the Stacked Holiday Market. And you just have a really cool opportunity to get some very, very unique gifts, special things, one-of-a-kind items, while also supporting local. I don't think there is a better way to do Christmas shopping than that.
And also, if you don't really know this person that well, shopping together can show you what each other likes, especially if you're struggling to find the perfect gift. You know, maybe suggest going shopping together for each other's gifts. That's an option, right? And then again, guys, set a budget and let them pick their own gift if you want. Yeah. Again, these are just suggestions. You guys have to do what works for the best of, you know, for the both of you guys. Now, at the end of the day, right? Well, Dee, do you have any other tips before we end the show?
I think just, you know what? Do what works for you. There can be a lot of pressure to overperform over the holidays, and you don't need to turn it into something stressful, super, super stressful, whether it's buying the gifts or finding Christmas dates. Just do whatever works for you and your partner, right? Yeah. Find something that makes you happy.
And listen, if you just start dating somebody new and they're putting a lot of pressure on you when it comes to monetary things and you're not that person, then that may not be your person. So you got to reevaluate things, okay? And at the end of the day, holiday dates are what you make of it. It's all about spending quality time together, whether that means going out and trying something festive or making your own fun at home. Dee, thank you so much. Always a delight to have you on the show. Where can people find you once more, please?
Yeah, this was so much fun. If you do want to check me out, you can find me at a dash of Dee on Instagram and TikTok or at dashofdee.com.
And you can connect with me, Official Laura Bellotta. That's Official Laura Bellotta on TikTok and Instagram. And of course, you can check out my website at singleinthecity.ca. We have a lot of fun things happening for the holidays. And one thing I do want to mention, yeah, we have that Christmas party coming up, but we also have two New Year's parties coming up. One is at Kelly's Landing in Toronto, and the other one is at Jackson's Landing in Burlington. So hopefully we'll meet you at one of those events. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in, and ciao for now.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.